cards for that?
Well, the legislation is already in Parliament, but the policy of the current government is to send committees out into the community and give them the community opportunity to make comment on the legislation, what they like about it, if they don't like it. Sometimes they recommend changes that need to be made. And the committee after doing this week, we'll go back to Brisbane with all the information, and we'll sit down and go through it and do a report up for the Parliament with recommendations.
And the member for Mount Isa, Robbie Catter, has come out and criticised the committee for not having any planned in the northwest as of yet. How did you come up with the locations that you already have planned?
Well, I like Robbie Catter. He's a darn good guy. But I'm really disappointed that he's come out with that line, simply because we've already had one round of meetings back in last year. There was no interest shown from the Mount Isa area at that particular time. And we haven't got any submission from that area either. So Robbie has written to us and asked us to provide an opportunity for people in the area to talk to us. And we've said to him, if he can all get the people together, we'll definitely meet with them. And that doesn't matter whether we might have to fly out there, or we might have to just do a teleconference. But if people out there want to have a say, we'll have a say. I'll give them a chance to have a say. But the reason we didn't look out there this time, because we had no interest from them originally, and there's been no comment coming into the committee at all, so we thought no one had any interest.
But as far as the interest goes, when it was introduced, the new FIFO legislation, a lot of the councils around here did come out and speak in the media about it and voice their intentions to make submissions to the FIFO legislation. Would that have had any bearing on your decision?
We haven't had any submissions from out this way. I think Emerald Air is about the closest to the coast. Certainly with this, the other one that we're doing as well, the Stockbridge legislation, we've had a lot of interest from local government, and that's why we're here in Budget today, because people have indicated they want to have a say. They provide us with submissions, and it's easy for the committee to say, righto, let's go to this particular place, because we've had the interest come from out there. So no FIFO people, nobody from this area has contacted us with regard to FIFO. To my best knowledge, I can't recall it anyway.
Yeah. And just one more thing with Mr. Catter's criticism of it, will there be any plans to come to the northwest?
Oh, that's what we've said to Robbie. You know, if you can find the people that they want to talk to us, we'll find a way of having a conversation with them. That could be by a teleconference, or it could mean that we have to travel out there, depending on the numbers. I mean, it costs a lot of money to do these trips, and we just simply can't go out there with an attitude of wasting them. I mean, Bulya, we didn't even include Bulya to the last minute when there were some people got in contact with us and said they'd like to see us. So that's why we're here today. But Robbie's people, happy to talk to them any time. And I think Robbie's been a bit harsh on the committee for the statement he's made.
And how can they have their voice heard if there is some interest there from the north?
Well, we've said to Robbie, if you want to talk to the people in your area and come back to us with the names of the groups or people who want to talk, we'll certainly have a look at it. No worries. Because I believe in talking to the community, to the grassroots level of the community, and getting feedback and feelings about legislation that we put into power. It's the only way to operate.
Jim, on this one here in Bulya today, there's been some feedback in council that the state government is pushing off too much of the burden on the council. Do you agree with that criticism?
I think that if local government is saying that, there's probably some justification in the words that they're using, simply because they may not understand the legislation. And we've already picked up on one area that we should hear about today, and it's come from our local government out here, that the expense of maintaining water points along Stockbridge will be pushed back onto council. Well, that's wrong. It will not happen. The state will continue to maintain all the water points along the Stockbridge themselves, and certainly local government will take up the collection of fees. They will retain all fees to help maintain the Stockbridge. There's a lot of big issues. It's not an easy one, this one, and that's why we're here to talk to the people who experience these issues all the time.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thanks.